Hey, we're right here with 602 Radio. We're with Necronauts. Let's give them a plug. How about you guys bedoing? Oh, ooh. Birds of a feather, we flock together. All in different kinds of weather. Birds of a feather, we flock together.
That was magical.
Hi, we're the Necronauts. We changed your name, by the way. Hi, I'm Bill. Hey, and I'm Deal. And I'm Juwaja. Hey, do you need a freaking phone call? Hey, we're doing a fucking plug right here. We're going to be at fucking Schenectady's in New York about like 1912 East Side North Coast by right next to Vice Studio back in Brooklyn. Hey, yeah, that's a sweet ass pussy if I ever seen one. Yeah, I fuck that. Yo, yeah. Oh, yeah, gross. Ew, pew. Oh, fuck. Are you fucking farting in the microphone? Pew, you. Oh, my God. Okay, now I have to stop. Now I have to stop. I can't do it now.
Do it.
I can't do it.
93.
At least 93.
I was going to say, dude.
93 is when shit started going downhill. And I love it. And I've been having a blast since, except for the only highlight is being in the Necronauts and playing bass with the Necronauts. So, like, that's good. God,
that's a tearjerker.
I'm not sucking your dick. I'm just telling you.
Start bawling, man.
Are you going to mock me openly?
I always fucking cry, and you fucking know that, you little shit fucking monger.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck yeah. Oh, God, fuck
yeah. Wait, are we an emo band, dude? Is that what it is?
It started, yeah.
And he wears it proud, dude. He doesn't, dude, fuck around. He doesn't hide it.
I don't wear a hat.
He doesn't give a fuck.
It looks good on him.
I don't wear a hat because I'm ashamed.
No, dude, rock it.
Yeah, leave it, man. Leave it. Let it grow out. Like, cut.
Well, I've been fucking asking you to come hang out with me, wax my back and everything.
March into the beat of this drum. March into the beat.
was lying to kids in sixth grade and telling them I was a drummer before I'd ever played drums. And then,
I like that about you.
So then you did not look like an idiot? Well, no. Well, Billy's band dissolved or whatever, and I ran into an opportunity to buy a cheap drum set. And we had talked about starting a project, so I bought it, and we started playing. That was like 2000.
And that was it. I was like, Mom, Dale and I are going to be musicians now. We're going to be in a really good band. Okay, Mom?
And you can kiss my ass.
And you can kiss my ass. Did you say mine with me, Steve?
Thank you. I think I heard it, dude.
I didn't say that.
It was awesome. Let me have a drag of that, dude. Let me have a drag.
All right, that was great.
Thank you.
Fucker.
My first band was Necrophiliacs Anonymous, so this is the second necro band that I've been in.
Wow.
ShamWow.
Wow. Good times.
Was born for for show. Porter and Ian.
It's
650 radio.com.
We got this next jam coming on. Bob the Hoople. This is All the Young Dudes. 1977. Check it out. Do you really have the news? Oh, wait.
Got nothing.
He's got nothing, so there's a 101 jam up over there in the fucking 101 scram. Everyone's trying to get out of there, but we can't get him out of there because we're not police officers. We're fine. So, let's keep the radio station bumping. Call us at 101-557-445-HEAD. Now, the
744 head.
Yeah, the dynamite jukebox music. Yeah! You got it right here, 101.
602radio.com.
Why does it feel like a boy to kill me right away? Kill myself. Time to never finish. Never end.
So good at that.
Oh my god.
Goes against the principles of slapdom.
Yeah, I know. You try and you fail, and that is that is true success. Going to jail for me would be like graduating college for most people.
You stop trying.
If I ended up in jail for something I didn't do, that would be even like that'd be like getting my PhD.
What?
radio. Come back here with those video games, Jason. Jason.
This dude did the most damage I've ever seen to a hotel room, ever.
Yeah.
In all my days of damaging a hotel room, I've never seen
it. Well, the room across from us was worse.
Yeah, but the backflip into the lamp that Steve-O did was amazing.
His head on the wall was the
best.
Dude,
he went off, as you can imagine, man. It was amazing.
It was right by
the club. He was pulling mattresses off the fucking bed and just pissing everywhere, fucking throwing them back on the bed. Like,
this hotel was scary enough. As it was. Have you seen the movie Vacancy?
Like, he was in Zeppelin, dude. I thought he was gonna start fucking putting beer cans in.
They go into, dude, this hotel was
I really had a great time.
Fucking
though.
Scary.
I got 86 from that bar we were drinking.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Called the Sundial, and I went to the bar later that night and told the bartender we were staying at the Sundial, and he called it the Spundial because the two people who run it are like thwacked out on meth. And I could kind of tell when me and him got the room, me and Steve, and he was fucked up when we got there. He had already got kicked out of the bar at, like, 10 p.m.
It's okay.
And,
It's okay.
First thing he did was jump headfirst into the wall. Out of the bed. Yeah, you jumped out of the bed and smashed your head in the wall.
I thought I was, like, pissed, you know, when you get to play. And then as soon as he jumped into the wall the first time, I was like, I'm cool. This is worth it. And then he jumped into the wall, like, three more times and then just fucking bedlam.
Pissed everywhere.
He threw the phone, he turned the bed over. He pissed on the mattress.
He needs to take his act on the stage, don't you guys think?
I think so.
He's fucking, like, just a comic waiting to happen, this fucking cat right here.
That's gross when somebody else like is like, hey, can I like borrow your dildo or fucking is it cool if I use your toothbrush?
Even razor, man. Like to me, because
would it be alright with you? Would it be alright with you if I jerked off in your bed?
I jerk off in your bed.
No, that's gross.
We'll be right back.
I know what it is. Set your heart on a fucking Cabbage Patch Ethiopian, and then once you find the girl, you're like, damn, I really fucking found the girl. But she's gonna be, she's gonna be Egyptian, Swedish, and then you're not gonna know what to think about that because her favorite song is gonna be called "Walk Like an Egyptian," but her favorite food is gonna be like fucking hummus and balls and shit.
Kendrick.